morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and coming up this Friday and Saturday, July 14th and 15th, in the air-conditioned Prather Coliseum on the campus of Northwestern State University in Natchitoches, it's the 38th annual Natchitoches NSU Folk Festival. And sitting in with me this morning is Shane Rasmussen, the director of the Louisiana Folklife Center and an associate professor of English at Northwestern State University. Shane, thanks so much for dropping by today.
Thank you so much for having us.
So this year's theme is, folk life in a nutshell and folk traditions in a nutshell. It's called Keeping Tradition Alive. Can you share a little bit about exactly how you're going to go about keeping the tradition alive?
You know, the festival provides an opportunity for these folk craftspeople and musicians and tradition bearers, cultural authorities to come together, and so many of them are joining us this year. In fact, we have more craftspeople this year than we've ever invited before, and they're, you know, that's a great example of how it keeps tradition alive, because they're not there just to sell the crafts, but to also demonstrate. So the folks that are making the water walking sticks are working on them right there. You know, they're weaving the baskets. They're working literally on a Pysanky egg there at the festival. And you know, they have a display, and you can buy these things, but they're also there to talk with you and to engage with you and to share, in a sense, their tradition and what makes it special to them. Why does someone pass down the traditions within a folk community? And that's a little bit different answer for every different group. You know, I was talking today with someone about why people carry on, you know, Cajun music. You know, there are many ideas about that. But in my mind, you know, a lot of people have noticed that when you hear a Cajun song, it can be a sprightly tune, it can be happy and joyful, it makes you want to get up and dance, and yet often the lyrics are about loss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having lost that girl,
right,
not having made it with that girl, right? Things didn't work out the way you thought they would. You had a brief romance, but then the bottom fell out from under it. And so what happens, though, when you hear that music, though, and then the way it's sung, and even though it might be plaintive in its lyrics and sometimes even the singing a little bit, there's also this joy.
So now give us some idea who the honorary chair is this year.
Ed Huey.
Oh, Ed. Okay.
Ed Huey. Ed is, you know, he's one of those gems of Natchitoches.
Right.
You know, he's kind of devoted so much of his life to this, to folk music, to Americana music, to blues. And he has perfected, in my mind, the amateur folk performance. You know, he does it largely for free.
Now, you're going to have a lot of traditions there, music-wise. Everything from, zydeco and Cajun music to good old-fashioned blues. What else are you going to have there? I see something here, French Creole music, that's going to be there as well.
Well, you know, Goldman Thibodeau is probably the last person that is really carrying that torch of playing the pure Creole la-la music and keeping alive that tradition. And, you know, the Lawtell Playboys will be playing on Saturday. And, you know, I don't think I'd ever want to have a festival without Goldman in it, you know, because Goldman, you know, he is such an important tradition bearer. He's been honored by the lieutenant governor as a tradition bearer, same as Ed.
Right.
But also, you know, we have a 19-year-old NSU student named Clancy Ferguson who's leading the bluegrass band, and her energy is off the charts, and her fiddle playing is amazing. You know, the idea that you have someone that's 86 years old, and then the next stage you have someone 19 years old,
right,
leading a band, and they will both knock your socks off because they're playing not just their own music and their own vision, but they're digging in a channel.
Right.
And that channel, that canal, has been dug and it by the people before us. And in a sense, those genres have been, the conventions of those genres have been perfected by so many people who have been masters of the craft. And then it's passed down face-to-face to that face-to-face transmission to someone like Clancy, who is carrying along what her ancestors did. And that's neat. That's what people live for.
Absolutely. Now, you're also going to have Texas swing. I see you've got the traditional bluegrass. And give me an idea of Delta tunes. Is there a difference between Delta blues and Delta tunes, or is this kind of the same thing?
Boy, it's hard to say. You know, I know that we have several. Well, let me give you an example. We've got Hezekiah Early from Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
He's almost like a blues shouter.
Right.
And he plays the drums while he plays, and sometimes harmonica, and then he sings on top of it. And there's someone that has this raw power.
Right.
And when you've heard Hezekiah Early and you see him in concert, you have a force that is unleashed that you cannot get if you turn on your iPod.
Right.
You need to be there. And, you know, the neat thing about folk music is you can't control it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's Gerard DeLofus and the Zydeco Gators or Steve Riley or Hezekiah, Delta music seems to me to be this kind of roots music where it's coming out of the people that have been entrenched in that country for so long, and they're coming at it. The music is grounded in a traditional expectation for the conventions of it, but then you make it your own.
Absolutely.
And it's never too smooth.
No.
You want it to, it's always a little bit, you hear Delta blues, it's always a little bit rough, you know? It's often far more danceable than you think. But there's also something that's a little bit off the chain where people are saying, you know what, this is music that is meant to be live.
Right.
We don't want it overproduced.
Now, along with Ed Huey, you're going to have some others that are going to be entered into the Hall of Fame. Can you tell us about those folks?
You know, Barbara Franklin is, she lives in Baton Rouge now. She lived in, you know, all over, like down south in New Orleans. You know, she makes these dolls that are handmade. And, you know, they're African-American dolls, and they are just so neat. They have this ingenuity of the folk because they're simple, and yet they're so efficient, and everything is what it should be. When you see her dolls, you're going to go, wow, she didn't just come up with that on her own.
Right.
She's springing out of this long-lived African-American doll-making tradition where you had what you had and you made what you could
right.
with those materials, and it really expresses, in a sense, our community that goes back. And now she makes dolls, really, for the people of Louisiana. She says that she, here's a cool quote. She says that she's Louisiana's doll maker, and she makes dolls for all children of Louisiana. So, you know, and she's been doing this for 38 years. And I mean, that's someone who has paid her dues.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got Ganey Pop Himes and Sammy Nix. This is really neat because often it's the drummers who were overlooked.
You know? Every drummer I know will confirm that.
Right. You hear so much about the very few drummers that you ever hear about, you know, the Neil Peart's of the world, but how many people are keeping that steady backbeat and adding their own creativity to mm-hmm. it and playing in bars and juke joints and on stages and festivals for their whole career and never get, in a sense, honored for that.
Right.
These are drummers that we're going to be inducting, and it's kind of a neat idea, and it really came from the community. There were people in the community that let me know how important what they did, because they were playing for all these local bands for how many years, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And so, I mean, since 1967,
mm-hmm.
I mean, these are people that deserve to be honored, and in a sense, they are representative of so many of the unsung heroes like themselves. And then we've got Steve Riley, and he has mm-hmm. been playing,
yeah.
oh, I mean, gee whiz, you know, it, for umpteen years with the Mamou Playboys, and he is, in a sense, the ambassador of Cajun music, not only in Louisiana, but throughout the world. And it's almost just like a silly oversight that he's been missed, but we're going to correct that this year.
Yeah. So now you're going to also have a number of exhibits and demonstrations. I see here the Cane River Creole National Historic Park is going to be there.
You bet.
And they're going to be giving a demonstration. How about Creole Heritage Center? What are they going to be doing?
You know, Pete Gregory is the anthropologist who's been at NSU for, I think, 53 years now. That's a while.
Mm-hmm.
And he directs the Creole Heritage Center. And he helps us to look at what artists are really important. We have so many different kinds of craftspeople and also the different musicians. You know, Goldman Thibodeau knows Pete, you know, real right. well. And he helped kind of introduce us to so many of the folks. And they do a lot to keep the sense, to represent the Creole community, which is everywhere. Now, people have a hard time realizing sometimes that Chicago has, and California
right.
have large Creole populations. And the neat thing about the Creole Heritage Center is that they're there to remind folks that this is a population that is contributing, it's been there forever, and there means throughout the U.S. at this point.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it's really neat. You know, and we've got some really good Zydeco. This year it's Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience. I mean, this guy's played internationally. You can hear his music, you know, and Prince and the Frog, but also Gerard Dillifos and the Zydeco Gators. And,
yeah.
And you know, of course, this music is designed for interaction. It's designed to line dance.
Mm-hmm.
It's designed for to hear that, you know, rub board player and to kind of, you know, realize that he's playing a beat that is meant to be danced to.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's not that this is these artists' music. They're playing the music of the people.
Right.
And so it's the audience's music, too. And that needs to meet, and you know, we have narrative sessions so they can get up close and personal and hear mm-hmm. these musicians play acoustic numbers right there with them in a small room, as well as talk to the artists. And the dancing is meant to be that reciprocal relationship between artist and audience. It becomes one, because Louisiana, this is your festival. The Natchitoches NSU Folk Festival is your festival.
So tell me about the Day of the Dead altar.
Cynthia Ramirez is a wonderful woman. She's in New Orleans. This is her second time. In 2009, she made one for us. Mm-hmm. She's going to make this altar right there at the festival. It'll be brand new, and she's going to start in the morning on Saturday, July 15th, and she's going to make it as she goes. And so by that afternoon, it'll be up and completed. But it's neat to see that it's something that happens right there organically,
right.
And it's incredible. And the same thing with the St. Joseph's altar, which will also be made right there at the festival. And, you know, we did that again. We did that a few years ago. The priest came in and blessed it, and then they began to pass out the food. The altar began to be, in a sense, dismantled, but in a sense put to its true purpose,
right.
Which is partially to feed the poor and the hungry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it tasted wonderful, too.
There's one other demonstrator here that I was kind of fascinated by, and that's the Red River Quilters Guild. So are
yes.
they going to be doing an actual quilt there and showing folks how to do quilts?
Perfect example of what happens at the festival. They're going to be quilting right there. You know, they're going to have several tables, and right there at the festival, they're going to be quilting and answering questions and engaging with the audience. And then in the afternoon, they're going to get spelled by a different group, the same ladies, and they're going to come in and they're going to quilt on that same quilt. So it's really neat the way that you can see quilting is meant to be a communal experience. You're meant to quilt as with others, the quilting bee.
Right.
And that's cool. You know, that is, in other words, it becomes more than just the quilting. But then again, Zydeco music is more than just the playing. And making a pine needle basket is more than just something for to hold something right. in. It's expressive of what is the best thing within the human spirit. When these people get together, they're being humans at their most interesting.
And underneath it all, I mean, back before there was radio, television, phonograph records to entertain us, there was either a parlor piano or maybe a little parlor organ. There was the guy with the fiddle on his wall. And this is how we entertained ourselves, including quilting bees. This was a social function, but it was also, it was your evening's entertainment to get together
yeah.
with the folks in the community and make a piece of craft work, a piece of beautiful art. Everybody contributed to it and brought a little cloth and all of that. This
yeah.
was your communal entertainment. It was either that or stare at the wall, you know. So, I mean,
you know, yeah,
before we had all of the distractions that we
yes.
have in modern day society,
yes.
then the distraction literally was to fill your time, was doing something constructive, productive, and that built community.
And people need that so much.
So now, like any folk festival, food,
yes.
crafts,
yes.
all kinds of stuff that you can buy or just kind of look and marvel at. That's all
right.
going to be part of it. And what else do you have going on this year? You have the State Fiddle Championships, don't you?
We do. The Louisiana State Fiddle Championship is on Saturday, July 4th from 1 to 4, and late registration is at noon. So folks can still, you bet, if you show up, you're going to get on that stage. And it's neat. You never know who's going to win it, whether it's going to be a 12-year-old or a 72-year-old. It's really neat to see that. And this year we have a new category, twin fiddles.
Ah.
Yeah. So, and that's really a real cool thing to think about. You know, the people that have done it in the past, our last year's winner, 17-year-old Joanna Calhoun from West Monroe, and she could play. You know, it's very American.
Right.
It comes down to, all right, well, you know, can you play the fiddle and can you have fun doing it? And and they do both.
Well, now, every year you have a host of businesses that help you out. Would you like to shoot out some props to the various sponsors that you've got going?
You know, C-Patel, Citibank, RV Biles, you know, Clico, Weaver Brothers Land and Timber, Young Estate. So many of these folks, George's Gift Shop, have come out. But also, I got to tell you, we have some, and the city of Natchitoches also helps us out so
right.
much. I got to tell you, we have some really neat folks that have really come to help, to bat for us, like the Harrington Law Firm, Ronnie's Auto Glass, but also nationally, the National Endowment for the Arts, the National Park Service, Lower Mississippi Delta Initiative, the Cane River National Heritage Area, the Shreveport Regional Arts Council in our state, Louisiana Division of the Arts, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, the Natchitoches Historic District Development Commission. That's hard to say fast three times. You know, these folks, they believe in what we're doing.
Right.
You know, the way to get a grant is because you see someone that thinks the world could be a little bit better. And so, and then you get in tune with that vision and you say, you know what? I see how you can make the world better through folk music and through folk crafts because it speaks of the human spirit.
Right.
We will do that. And that's why these organizations support us, because we have true artists. We have the true folk. It's the folklore is authentic and it speaks to the best thing that's within us. It's just such a neat experience to come.
Well, how do folks get tickets? They can just show up that day.
You bet.
No pre-sale needed.
No. We got three stages of music. You know, on Saturday, July 15th, we have a hall of crafts. We have both days we have food vendors, 12
right.
food vendors, real folk foods. And on Saturday, we had the Louisiana State Fiddle Championship. And all you fiddlers out there, come and play for the fun of it.
Yeah.
We're not going to charge you anything to play. Come and play for the fun of
you
it.
You might learn a chop that you never even knew you had in you.
I'll tell you what, exactly. And keep your tradition alive. These things mean something to us because this is our culture.
Right.
Don't forget it and celebrate it. And there's no better place. And if you want to be there for the dancing, it's the Kettle Creek Band with Texas Swing. It's Zydeco. It's Cajun music with the best people that do Cajun music
right.
in the world. And this is the real deal.
Yeah. Well, any final thoughts you want to share with folks?
Folks, come on out to the Natchitoches NSU Folk Festival Friday night, 4:30 until 10:30. It's we got Country with Gal Holiday, Texas Swing with Kettle Creek Band, and Zydeco with Gerard Delafosse, and food. And then on Saturday, we've got three stages of music, narrative sessions, crafts, outdoor demonstrations with blacksmiths and cattle dogs, Louisiana State Fiddle Championship, and all the food you could want. Children, 12 and under, are free. Friday nights, Saturday nights, $6. Saturday, all day, $10. You cannot beat that price.
Not for this kind of value and entertainment.
I'll tell you what.
And educational experience and eye-opening experience for kids especially. Well worth it. Any folk, I've been to, I don't know, 10 million folk, I don't have no idea how many, but they're always worth it and they always draw me back. So, well, Shane, I want to thank you for dropping
thank
by.
Thank you.
Today. That was Shane Rasmussen, the director of the Louisiana Folklife Center and an associate professor of English at Northwestern State University. He joined me in our Knoll Foundation studios this morning to talk about the 38th annual Natchitoches NSU Folk Festival that's going to be taking place this Friday and Saturday, July 14th and 15th, in the air-conditioned Prather Coliseum on the campus of Northwestern State University in Natchitoches. You can learn more by going to louisianafolklife.nsula.edu or by calling 318-357-4332. That's 318-357-4332. You can also find this information and links on our website at redriverradio.org. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.